And welcome home to Coffee and Conversation, sponsored by The Hive. Great place to go, and their sidewalk is completely clear out front. So go get you a good hot drink. Steve Riley is on the phone with me this morning. Representative Riley, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I am doing good. I appreciate you calling from Frankfort this morning. You're a busy guy these days.
Yes, we are. We're kind of starting getting into the meat of the session, and there'll be a lot of long days coming up, but it's going to be a very interesting session.
Well, we have on our news, Glasgow News 1 has a story published today regarding the fact you have signed on to 12 House bills that have been filed in the Capitol, and I thought I'd get your take on a few of those this morning.
Okay.
Well, let's start with House Bill 447 would require health insurance coverage for emergency ground ambulance services.
Yeah, I think those people do such a great job. I think we see that during all the times we're going on. And I just think they deserve to have health insurance. So I think it's very important that we try to take care of the people who take care of us, first responders and others.
Okay. So I wasn't sure exactly, what that one was about. So we have a little better picture of that one. There's another bill, House Bill 422, would, among other things, provide that a violent offender who has received a life sentence shall not be released on probation or parole until he or she has served at least 30 years.
Yeah, I think that's a response to the incident that became very well known, I think, in October, where the gentleman was released after murdering the young boy, the 6, 7, 8-year-old boy.
Right.
And then he went to Florida and, I think, committed some crimes there. Then it became aware. So we have laws that have dealt with that, but they don't go back a certain period of time. So we've tried to close that loophole. And I think that's called Logan's Law.
Yes, you're right. There's another one. I don't know if this is Kian or Kian's Law, House Bill 246. And that would require animal control officers to receive training on recognizing child abuse.
Yes, and I just signed on to that this week. I met with a young lady that was very involved in that. And basically, I think, Todd, we need all eyes on child abuse.
Definitely.
And anybody that can be trained in just recognizing things that, may be child abuse and may be involved in doing something like this, I think that it's important that we get people trained to try to do this. We have a major crisis in our country of children being abused. We need to do everything we can.
Well, the reason this is named so because there was a 10-year-old child killed in 2021, I believe, by his mother. And animal control officers were at that home 24 times for like 18 months, maybe, before he died. So that's sort of leading to this, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And that just shows an example where if we can train people and get people just to speak up and just say, I just noticed some things that didn't look right. And I think if we do that and we collectively try to protect our children, it will make our society a lot better.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There are a couple relating to education. I know you're very concerned with that. You're still on the education committee. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
I thought you were. House Bill 257 concerns how the Kentucky Department of Education's assessment appears in the district's annual school report cards.
Yes, basically, we're looking at taking our accountability and assessment systems and trying to streamline them and make them reflect student learning and yet also be such that parents can understand exactly what that data means. So we're trying to streamline a lot of that. I think it's important that we do a good job of making sure that we educate our young people and then being able to assess what we've done and allow parents to know all the good work being done in a lot of the public schools.
Very, very, very much so. And then House Bill, 389 would require the department to annually update the dyslexia toolkit, including guidance to be used for students displaying dyslexia. I know a lot of parents are probably glad to hear that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a major issue. In fact, I got a text from a parent yesterday that I know real well. This child has dyslexia in our area, and that's a very difficult thing for those students and parents to go through. And I think if you don't go through it, I don't think you understand how severe that could be and how much it affects their ability to learn. And also, I think we only have one school system has a direct policy or deep policy, and I think we're trying to increase that number to deal with dyslexia.
Right. A lot of those students, their needs sometimes, hate to say, swept under the rug, but not addressed as much as some other areas in relation. Yeah. This bill should help that.
I think so, and I think that's the one area, one of the few areas that we've not probably done as good a job in education as we should have, and because it's so hard to understand. Dyslexia is a very different disorder that it's hard for those of us that have not gone through it to understand it.
Oh yeah, definitely. House Bill 168 would add additional penalties for voting while under the influence.
I think that's obvious, don't you?
I'm
a voter. I like going out on election and everything, but we need to make sure that people are in the right state of mind when they're driving a boat, because that can be very, very dangerous for others and the people that are in your boat. I think that goes without saying.
Definitely. House Bill 188 would expand third-degree assault charges for prisoners who cause physical injury to a health care provider while in the facility.
Yeah, obviously, you got people taking risk by going in and into a prison and taking care of those prisoners, and we need people that are willing to do that.
Definitely.
And they can do that. But we also need to make sure that they're protected as much as possible.
Right, exactly. House Bill 189 seems interesting. It would prohibit a person from remaining on any portion of a state-maintained right-of-way that is not designated for pedestrian use and allow local governments to enact ordinances to authorize limited exceptions to such a prohibition.
Yeah, well, I think I think this kind of deals with people's with protesting, the right to protest, and I'm perfectly fine with people's right to protest. I just don't think they should affect other people's daily lives. I mean, I think I saw a video one time where a young lady couldn't get to the hospital to deliver a child because they were being stopped in the middle of the road and would not be allowed to go by. So I think the right to protest is an important part of America, but I don't think you should be able to protest and negatively impact people's opportunity to go daily life and go get to work and get to emergency situations. So I think this deals with that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. A couple of more. Let's see. House Bill 311 would require, among other things, each railroad company to destroy or remove obstructive vegetation at intersections with public roads or highways. I think bus drivers would like that.
Absolutely. And I know, Todd, you and I both have driven buses, and it's a when you get up to those train areas and you can't see real well, it's not a very comfortable feeling, and I think this is dealing with that situation.
Right, definitely. House Bill 332 would require the Transportation Cabinet to expand driver's licensing services. I believe there's a Senate bill that's already been sent to you all in relation to that too, right?
Yes.
So yeah. How will that work with the two different bills? Will you merge some things? How does that work exactly?
So basically, you can do one of two things. I mean, you can do multiple things with that. If the bill comes to us, we can accept it as it is and pass it, and just goes on. And then it would go to the governor's desk. We also could add amendments to it to try to change it a little bit. We could pass our own bill and then have those two go to a conference committee that would look at the bill and try to come up with some solution. So there's multiple things that can happen to that.
Okay. Well, very good. And then there's one more. House Bill 406 would appropriate $96 million to fund a one-time supplemental payment to certain retired Kentucky employees and state police. Now, that does not include educational retirees. That's a separate thing, correct?
Yes. Educators receive in their retirement what they call a COLA. It's a 1.5% increase every year. But other state workers receive no increase, and in many cases, they haven't received any increase. And if I say the year, I'll get me wrong, Tom, but it's been multiple years.
Okay.
And so what this is a one-time check that goes to them. What they do is they receive a 13th check.
Got you.
So in a year, instead of receiving 12, they'll receive a 13th check. These people have been basically on fixed incomes for years and have not received any boost to their retirement. At the same time, when we know inflation's gone up exponentially. So I think they worked hard. They deserve this. It's unfortunate that they did not have a COLA built in into their retirement, but it's not, and this is an opportunity to try to some degree, and I don't think we can do it enough, say thank you for what you've done try to help them in their retirement.
Okay. Well, very good. A good explanation of all of those. When will the General Assembly gavel in to start debating on more of these as far as the House goes?
Well, we're going to meet here in 13 minutes.
Okay.
We have our session this morning, and then this is a long session. So today, I think, is day about 17. So we've got 43 more days. So there'll be a lot of discussions going on in the next several days. So
okay.
3 months. So it's a pretty long session. As the session goes on, we start looking at more and more bills because they're able to go work through the committee process.
Well, very good. Well, Steve, I appreciate you talking with us this morning. You've got a busy day ahead, I know.
I do. Can I say one more thing, Tom?
Sure, yes, go ahead.
I really would like to thank all the first responders, the linemen at TJ's, at the Electric Plant Board and Farmers Rural Electric and all those for taking care of our county during this weather period. I just appreciate it so much. I know all of us really do, but sometimes we fail to acknowledge it. But I think they've done a great job of trying to get us through a very, very difficult situation.
Oh, definitely. It was nice to come in. I've already talked about this on the air this morning, but nice to see that outage map, and there were no outages on it this morning. So that was nice to see.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great, and we had a lot of them during the week. In fact, my wife called me yesterday afternoon. We were out for about 2 hours. But we really appreciate that all the work they've done, and listen, they're doing that work in extremely, extremely cold and bitter weather.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I just want to acknowledge that and say thank you to all of them for everything they've done for us.
Steve Riley.
In the last week, but forever. Thanks, Todd.
You say it well. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Appreciate Representative Steve Riley on the phone with us this morning from Frankfort giving us an update, and we're going to try to do that each Friday just to get the latest and see what's happening in our state's capital for this session of the General Assembly.